This podcast discusses femicide and other aspects of crime of a sensitive nature. Listener discretion is highly recommended. Welcome to another minisode of Murder, She Wrote. I have been making this podcast that covers cases of femicide in Kenya for 3 seasons now, and I'm gearing to go into my fourth. And I wanted to share some things, 5 things, that I have observed in my years researching for this podcast and many, many more years spent consuming true crime content. These are my observations. I'm not trying to tell you that they should be yours, but maybe some people will resonate. They have been hard truths for me. It's difficult to become aware of things like this, but I think that knowing them, for me, is paramount to staying safe in an increasingly frightening world. Number one, women can't tell how dangerous the men they are with are. This podcast has covered numerous cases of women who found themselves at some point alone with a man, and that man ended up killing her. I often wonder if the women were made aware that this person they were going to be alone with had the potential for murder. Would they be so comfortable isolating themselves with such a person? And some deaths are so brutal too. I recall the case of Vesh, where the main suspect is alleged to have broken her back. Men are big and strong, much bigger and stronger than many women. Not all, but many. And too many will use their strength and power to hurt and kill others. Even the ones one might think, you know, I know him. Would he really do something like that? The people who worked with Peter Madsen, convicted Danish murderer of Kim Wall, a Swedish journalist of good repute, who was killed in 2017. A court of law found Peter Madsen guilty. And at the time, he was an inventor of good repute, until it emerged during the investigations and the trial that there was overwhelming evidence, including a hard drive with very disturbing videos. The man was caught in a lie more than twice. You see, too many have taken bad advantage of these situations. Too many that walk among us, hiding their horrible intentions in plain sight. Number two is some people enjoy killing. This one is a particularly bitter pill to swallow. Some people enjoy killing. They actually do. Yuck. They research how to do it, how to get away with it so that they can do it again. The same way I like eating good food, some people enjoy murdering others. A countless Jeffrey Dahmers who sometimes blend in so well with humanity that we are surprised when later their face is plastered all over TV on primetime news. The third thing is police, cops. They are able to identify a killer even without evidence. Most legal systems demand for a rigorous process of evidence collection to prove intention and crime. But I have seen too often police knowing through some invisible process that a particular suspect was the killer and working to prove this, and a court of law proving this too. I think it's experience of reading patterns. Any experienced person collects a set of patterns, things that are proven through observation time and time again, behaviors that guilty people display, and they can tell, even before the evidence eventually proves it. The cops can tell who did it. Those are the top three. The next two things are honorable mentions because I haven't observed them as much as the top three. But still, I believe they bear some weight. Number four is pathological liars sometimes kill. The risk of being exposed as such, or even just the confidence that comes from crafting expert lies and being so good at convincing others that you are telling the truth. A natural delivery of on-the-spot lies, no tells. I won't say more because I don't know for sure, of course, but I think it's one to watch out for. And finally, number five. I know they might come for me for this one, but The last thing, number five, is age differences. Let me explain. What I mean is crossing particular boundaries, like 20-somethings or, sadly, younger, with people over 30, teens and 20-somethings. There are a number of examples, but anyway, you be the judge. Anyway, those are my top five lessons from years of crime show making and consuming. Do you have any?